The air was ice cold, the wind crisp, the sky a brilliant blue, as the great eagle soared high overhead. This was where Soren felt most comfortable and most at home. This was the place where he was in his element. He scanned the horizon, looking far ahead to his final destination, his eagle vision enabling him to see several miles away. And yes, there they were, the strident scarlet pennants on the corners of the fort, his home, the place where his friends stayed, worked, lived and fought together, side by side. Far below him, the mountains lay out like a crumpled sheet, each fold, each bend, each crescent known well to him, except for those parts there. Soren sighed. There were very few safe passes through the mountains, and that was one of the best known ones. But the rock slide had been devastating. Huge boulders, great cracks in the earth, rocks, trees, mud, had all filled that well-known path. He sighed. It's going to be very difficult to get supplies up now. Soren had just returned from a mission to report the status of the fort to the kings and queens of Narnia. They had long been allies and fought side by side in the Great War against the White Witch Jadis. Now as he returned home to his posting, he wondered how quickly the new supplies would come and how easily they would be able to get them past all this new obstacle. It was difficult, frustrating, and nobody yet knew whether the landslide had been an accident or something else. Just then, out of the corner of his eye, he noticed something. He turned his head and moved suddenly as a huge boulder flung itself past him. Diving and swooping in the air, he just managed to move out of its way. Manes of Aslan! What the... But he didn't need to ask the question. He found the answer. Down there, deep in the forest among the dark, tall trees, he could see a hand, an arm, a figure, and a face he knew all too well. What is he up to? What does he think he's doing? Does he not know the entire rage of the fort will come against him? But the figure had already disappeared into the trees. Soren continued on his way, the bright pennants of the fort beckoning him, welcoming him home. As Soren sniffed the air, he knew that in more than one way, it was going to be a very tough winter.